Hey, what's good, y'all? What's good, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's your main man, Reese. Welcome to the show, the online podcast, We're Just Men. This is kind of a late edition. I appreciate you for joining me. I know there's probably not a whole lot of people up, but man, it has been an incredible week. And I appreciate y'all, man. How y'all been doing? How you living? I wish your week as crazy as mine. Man, let me tell you, last Sunday, if you would have told me that this Sunday I would have had these epiphanies and stories and feelings and emotions and thoughts running through my head, I would have told you, I'll take that back to the store and give me a new one. But you know, man, being a man and learning how to be vulnerable, that's a man move. That is a man move if I ever heard one. But again, thank y'all, man. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody who listened to the last one, it's time to put in work. I really hope that you all took the time to read something, learn a new skill, at least begin to learn a new skill, and, decided to love the people in your life just a little more. Fellas, this is all about, if you want a relationship with a young lady or a group of young ladies, at the end of the day, I just want y'all to be the men that they see. I want y'all to be the men that you tell them you are, and the men in their minds and in their heads and in their hearts that they've made up that you are in the beginning. And I want you to stay that. I want you to get better. Tonight, like I said, it's kind of a late edition. And, we're just men. We go through, we hurt, we hold on to things. We are still learning. I'm still learning a lot about myself and a lot about the world, and a lot about relationships and women and family dynamic and the mind itself. And I can tell you that this week humbled me. This week really took me through a myriad of emotions. And today I'm going to share that with y'all. But I kind of alluded to it. Fellas, the man move that I encourage each one of you to really take to heart is to care about yourself. And I don't mean in a selfish way, like screw everybody else. Nah. What I want you to do, I want you to care about your mental, emotional, physical self, spiritual self. You are more than the work that you do. You are more than a boyfriend or a husband. You're more than a father. You are actually all of those. Some of you. You are an example, whether good or bad. And the life that you lead leaves a carbon footprint for the next generation to follow. Whether you like it or not, somebody is watching. And so the man move that I want to lead, the show off with, because I'm gonna be real vulnerable with y'all today. The man move that I really want to dig into and just give y'all, fellas, take care of yourself. You can never be at your best in a relationship unless you are at your best with yourself. It's not about, it's one thing to make money and be on your grind and work and do what you do. Ain't nothing wrong with having money. Ain't nothing wrong with having the flyest gear. Ain't nothing wrong with having a couple of hustles. Ain't nothing wrong with getting women. Ain't nothing wrong with loving these women. There's some beautiful women out here in the world. I'm only speaking on relationships, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with, having the finer things in life. But I'm going to tell you right now, when those finer things have you, you don't have it. And the only way you reverse that cycle is by being solid. being solid yourself, being stable, being on firm footing, being 10 toes down yourself. Y'all got to take that more serious. And to give an example real quick, now I talked to a guy today and he was striking out with the ladies. Tonight was just not his night. And he kept asking himself, you know, is it me? Because normally I don't even have to try that hard. But he said, you know, he talked to a young lady and he said that, you know, she was plickety plow. You know, she had some yams on her. She was nice. And he said, you know, they had evidently, you know, they weren't from the same hometown, but he had some dealings and some people from a town that she knew about. And she kept asking him questions about, you know, his background, and he didn't want to answer it. He did not want to talk about himself. He did not want to be vulnerable. And the crazy part is when she walked away, he told me, he said, like, cause he was looking for a specific thing. And when she walked away, she said to him, Do you see all this? You know what? Me and my girls are about to leave. And I thought to myself, brother, in a world where women are winning. Now, granted, I'm not going to say that, you know, women aren't treated unfairly. I'm not going to say that women have all the rights as men do. I'm not saying they're being treated right. But what I am saying is women have stepped up to the curve. women are not afraid to go after what they want and make it happen. No excuses. And this brother failed to realize all she was looking for was she wanted to hear your conversation. She wanted to know where you're from, what you about. She wanted to know, she just wanted to be intellectually stimulated by you being vulnerable. You probably could have got everything you wanted just by talking about yourself. Because men don't talk. Men don't want to be vulnerable. We want to be tough. You know, but in relationships, fellas, we got to take the clues. You in a club, she don't got to talk to you at all, but she talking to you, asking you questions about your hometown. You played yourself. That's all I'm saying is, fellas, the man move for the day is, listen, you got to care about yourself. And part of that mental, emotional, physical, spiritual self is being okay with being vulnerable sometimes, especially for the women that we say we want. Now, look, like I said, I appreciate y'all for joining in. This is a late edition. I know a whole lot of people ain't up, but I appreciate everybody that is. You know, of course, we're going to take a quick break, pay some bills, get into the meat and potatoes of why I decided to come to y'all today, because I got some money to get off my heart, and I want to share that with y'all. Again, this is Reese. I appreciate you. When we come back from the break, we're going to jump into a section I want to call Recall, Release, and Receive. Hey, I ain't letting nothing disturb my peace. I'm going to tell y'all what that means when we get back. All right, see you after the break. Hey, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is Reach from the show We're Just Men. Appreciate y'all tuning into the podcast. Today's subject matter is called Disturbing the Peace. And I have let a lot of things disturb my peace. But, you know, when it comes to relationships, you know, especially heterosexual, but male to female, masculine to feminine, you know, the male is always looking for that feminine to be his peace. And while I understand that, I'm here to tell you fellas that unless we provide an environment to where they can operate fully in giving their life force, how can we ever expect them to provide something when they don't have firm footing? we're afraid to give them real commitment, titles. We're afraid to really show ourselves, give of ourselves. And I get it, y'all. People are shitty. Excuse my language. I don't give a fuck. Just playing. People are mean in relationships. I told y'all before in other episodes. I'll say it again. There is a lot of selfish, egotistical, narcissistic, evil people in relationships. And they don't deserve the love that they have in their life now. There's people that are walking around that got full-blown kids that probably don't deserve them. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that people, that humans do that I would not want to trade places with the gods. Not ever. Because I would have been destroyed this world, I think, probably 10 times over. But I've always said, and y'all know this, if we won't chocha, we want companionship. You know, when we celebrate good things, yeah, I want my fellas, my bros around, but I definitely want bomb ass women around. I definitely want my lady around, or several ladies around, cute honeys. You know what I'm saying? I want a woman around. Women aren't distractions for me. Women are motivational factors for me. I get that's not everybody, but I'm saying, speaking in relationship, well, you know, fellas, most of us have a relationship with a woman in some capacity. And at the end of the day, we really do treat them as if they don't really matter. So I don't know. I want to help my fellas get to a place where we can provide the foundation for peace. And it's like, we have to be the hardware to the software. Does that make sense? I think that makes... I like that. We are their hardware to their software. We provide the structure for peace to be housed. Where there is no foundation, there can be no element of peace. Where there is no unity, there will be no element of peace. If there's constant chaos and fluctuation of relationship, of commitment, of indecisiveness, fellas, we can't expect them to give them something that we weren't first willing to provide as a foundation. But I digress. That's for another episode. I know I went all in on that, but that's why the man move was what it was. But today, it's all about disturbing the peace. And I want to recall some traumatic situations. I want to release some people, some things. And I want to receive. I want to be vulnerable with y'all. And say that I want to receive everything that the universe has for me. And I want y'all to embrace this too. The universe, for whoever receives it, I'm going to tell you, success may be in the eye of the beholder. But everything that you want, you can have. Well, not everybody has the gumption, grit, and motivation to go get it. So everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to get to where they want. Everybody's not going to achieve their dream. The dream is free. The hustle sold separately. Y'all know this. So my dream relationship was I want to be a strong husband, listener, lover, teacher, preacher, counselor. I want to be as vivacious, but as balanced as possible. Somebody who isn't afraid to get up and go work, but knows when to take time out for family. I mean, I got this dream about how I want to be, what kind of husband I want to be, what kind of man I want to be in life. But I got to admit, I got here before I got to the place I am now, speaking to you all, there were some conversations I really had to have with myself and I had to have with the Creator, my God. And so I want to recall a couple of those things. I ain't going to take too much of your time, but I wrote this in I won't call it a journal, but it's a journal. I mean, it is what it is. It's a journal. I like to write sometimes. I don't write all the time, but you know, sometimes I put things in here. Maybe one day somebody finds it and learns something. Maybe they get something out of it. Who knows? But the first thing I want to recall, and I'm not going to look outward. I'm going to look inward. I looked in the mirror and I said, Lord, I want to recall the things in my life that I have done to hurt other people. And some of the people, you know, that I'm going to name, or since it's situations that I was in, some people may know, some people may not. If you know me, then, you know, I'm an open book. I don't mind sharing. But at the same time, you know, if you don't know me, hopefully you learn something. You see an evolved man. I wanted to recall the time I cheated on my ex-wife. Yep, I did. At the time, I was proud because I ended up learning some things about life and sex that I had never known before. And that woman taught me a whole myriad of new things. But I destroyed my character. I destroyed trust. I destroyed a relationship. I mean, I may have been young. I mean, I was like 20, 21. So most of y'all don't think that matters. But let me tell you something. No matter how young you are, when you make a decision to do something, your word means something. And so it may seem like, oh, he's just young. He don't know what he's talking about. He'll be fine. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right now. But the words that I said in that altar when I was 20, 21 years old, they still carried weight for somebody. They carried weight for my ex-wife. And so when I broke my vows, because I was unhappy and I didn't know what to do, you know, I caused a lot of heartache, not just for myself, but I cheated with a married woman. I mean, how stupid could I be? Selfish could I be? I'm in a whole marriage that I started. I mean, I asked her. I paid for the wedding. I helped. I mean, I had some people help me. But, I mean, I went through the whole process talking about I want to be a husband. And then when the going got tough, I don't know. I didn't have it at that time. I wasn't very good with my ex either. You know, my ex-girlfriend, you know, she really didn't. There was a lot of things that I wasn't operating as a man. You know, I just wasn't. I think there were some things I did that were very admirable, very good, very generous. But there were a lot of other things that I was not fully operating as a man. I wasn't. I didn't provide her the peace that she needed, the stability, the foundation. She had a kid. She had health issues. You know, she had a family that was matriarchal, which is cool, but no strong men around, none, no leader men. I mean, the brother, he was young. He didn't even want that smoke. I came in and I said a lot of things, but I never, there's some things I got receipts that I could back up, but there's a lot of things I left to be desired. I did. Those two relationships really helped shape who I am today because I fucked up so much. I'm not saying I want those women back. What I am saying is I made a conscious effort to get in those relationships. I pursued them. I shared and opened up my heart to them. I got I didn't get them to do anything. What I did was I provided the dream. And I wasn't really the, I wasn't, when it came time for the hustle, for the grind, for the grit, for the work, I don't know. I folded. I did. I ain't folded in every situation, but in those two relationships, I know what I did wrong. I did. You know, I definitely was selfish in so many ways and lazy in other ways. But also, I was very ignorant, very young. I did not have a lot of people around me. Well, with my ex-wife, I did have a whole church. And we're going to get to that in a minute. I had a whole church backing me. But when things went left, the telephone stopped ringing. And I was lost. There were some answers I needed I never got. And to my ex-wife, if I never got a chance to tell you this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the hurt I caused you when we were young. I'm sure you're doing great now. I just want you to know that I have definitely thought about and mulled over the mistakes I made as a young husband. I was a terrible friend. I was a selfish person. And you deserved better than that. To my ex, I wasn't operating as a man. You deserved a whole lot better from me. You had a daughter. I made a lot of promises. Some of them I kept, some of them I didn't. And for that, I apologize, because I believe that a man's word, it ought to be worth something. And there were a few times in my young life, especially after my divorce, I didn't give a fuck about nobody, because everybody deserted me. And I was like, you know, I think I alienated even people who actually were there for me. And I had to learn how to be a better friend. I did. Because I did not show the gratitude and the love and the friend, the brother, for the people who were actually trying to be in my life and be a positive influence. Universe, there's some people I know I won't be able to recall, but you know who I'm talking about. You know what's in my heart. And I just want to say, to anybody who's listening who was around during that time, I apologize for not being a very good friend. I was young and I was stupid. I didn't even know which way was up. So I drove straight down. Man. Sidebar. Anybody ever, you know, I think I told people this before. I'm from Pittsburgh, PA. So, you know, Yingling and Victory Golden Brew, you know, they're all, you know, PA beers. And I'm drinking this new joint because I work out all the time. This Yingling Flight. It's a light beer. It's called the next generation of light beer. Yingling Flight. Well, Yingling, this is good. This is a good one. So I will admit, y'all, I'm sitting here sipping on a beer, about to go to bed. Just got off of work not too long ago, and wrote in my journal and said, you know, I need to talk to my people. I had to recall some things, and I need to release some things so that I can receive some things. A lot of people are really focused on 2021 when they're neglecting the complete opportunities that 2020 still has to offer. I told y'all last week, some people built for the roses, not for the war. I like to believe, you know, that I'm built for both. I want both. If I got to go through war, I want roses later. You feel me? I want a parade. I want a party. I want to drink. I want to have a great time. I want to thank God. I want to have my family, my friend. If I got to go to war, I want to win. And I want some roses. But tonight, on this Sunday, with my week being what it was, Yingling Flight's going to be my rose. As a drink on air. Forgive me, y'all. I wanted to release some things. So, I'm not going to name a whole lot of names, but I'm going to name some. I'm gonna tell y'all some stuff. I'm gonna be very transparent with y'all. Again, I'm not averse to apologizing for my shortcomings, but it's some things that I've been done. They've done me wrong, y'all. They have done me dirty. And let me tell y'all something. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. Let me tell you who done me wrong the most. People who look just like me. I'm talking done me dirty, y'all. I mean, left me for dead like I ain't exist, like I ain't helped them at all. Like I've never been a friend to nobody. Like I wasn't important in none of their lives. Oh, yeah, so if I can apologize, I'm dishing. I'm not going to name a whole lot of names, but I'm going to be very candid because this is my show. And I appreciate y'all for listening. This is where it just meant. I hope T-Breezy ain't mad at me. I ain't going to get too crazy. But listen, y'all. So I got to release. I had to release my ex-wife. You know, for a long time, I don't think I realized that I was carrying her memory and the hurt that I carry from why I did what I did, why I cheated on her, why I decided to make that decision to break my vows and destroy my reputation and my character. I never really realized that I was still carrying that pain for years. I did not know. I mean, I was destroying relationship, girlfriends, people I was talking to. And I was just upset. I was a ticking time bomb. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take the time to heal for real. I was just mad. I was like, women ain't shit. Y'all don't want nothing but the dream. Y'all don't want nothing but the fully realized vision. But y'all can't. How y'all? I mean, everybody ain't got it. Like, I don't got $1 million. I'm trying to have several. So can you rock with a brother who got some vision and some gumption? I don't know. I was mad as hell at my ex-wife because she destroyed. Let me tell y'all, in my opinion, as a young man at 20, 21 years old, a young husband, I was building something that she utterly destroyed before it ever got off the ground. And the stupid thing is, I thought she destroyed it. I just took it so personally because there was so many things that she could that I asked her to do that she just did not do. And we were supposed to be in it together. And I just, when the business, like, literally legs got chopped off before I can even really get the name. I mean, I faster than you could say hullabaloo, man, the business was done. And I don't think she really took that to heart. She didn't really take it as serious as I did. And but you know what? It's okay. It's my fault. I can't expect people to treat my dream as their dream. I guess I never really asked her, was it, you know, is it something that she saw as a long-term thing for us? I just was like, well, you ain't got to work. This is the plan. Let's work the plan. But, you know, there's a lot of things I could have done differently. But I had to release her because she really hurt me. She really pissed me off. I had to fight not to hate that woman. I ain't gonna lie, I did. Because for me, I've grown up in the projects and in the hood. That was my way out. At least I thought so. And when she didn't help me the way she said she would, I just, man, I held on to that for a long time. You know, I got to release, and we all went to church, right? I got to release my church. I know I carried that for a long time. I ain't gonna lie. I forgave my church, but I'm going to be real with you. If I seen some of them right now, I don't know if I fully healed from it yet, because when you got over 1,000 people that you know, that you basically spent your half your adult life with. I mean, I moved here when I was 17. Those people at that church, Word of Faith Love Center, I hope y'all listening. The people at that church, they literally helped me grow up. I was 17. I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Straight from Pittsburgh, knew no one here, had no family here. I knew no one. And the church, man, they were my saving grace so many times, man. They really were. They came through in the clutch when I was a kid, man. When I didn't have nobody, you know, when I was active. I was there 3 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever you needed me. I was in school. I had a job. And, you know, they had different classes and different things that you could do. I was in the dance ministry. I was in the youth ministry. I was doing Bible class. Nah, man, it was great. until things got tough. And so when I got married, you know, me and my ex, we moved in together before we got married. You know, in the church, you can't do that, right? But none of them had a place for either one of us to live after college. They wasn't going to pay none of our bills. So I took it. I did what I had to do as a man. I loved that woman. That woman was not going to be on the street. And since she's my responsibility as her man, she moved in with me. We moved in together. We got an apartment. I don't want to hear. I don't need nobody's sympathy. I don't need nobody's backlash. You know what I'm saying? Especially not the church. None of them were going to pay our bills. None of them had a place for either one of us to stay until we got married. None. So I ain't want to hear none of that. But so we did what we had to do. But then we got divorced. I knew my church family, Word of Faith Love Center. I knew them before they knew her. I introduced all of them to her. I introduced her to all of them. My bad. And when we got divorced, even matter of fact, during the divorce process, after we went through, because we went through counseling after I cheated, I did. We went through counseling. We saw two counselors. But after the counseling, my phone never rang not one time. Nobody gave a damn how I felt. What I was going through, if I was okay, if I was alive, did I commit suicide? Did I die in a car crash because I was crying and upset? Nobody knew. Was I homeless now? Nobody knew nothing about me and they didn't care. I remember one time I went and I finally got a chance to talk to one of the guys that used to go to the church after years of that. I mean, they hadn't seen me in years. I had lost weight, new haircut. I feel like I look taller and I'm doing different things. And you know what the man said to me? He said, don't take it personally. I'm going to be real with you. If this was the young man back in the day, I would have set that whole building on fire. I ain't going to lie to you. The thing, like, I would have lost it. Because in one foul swoop, I make one mistake and an entire church body and my wife are gone. No family, no church. I'm graduated from school. I mean, I'm utterly alone at this point. But I had to let that hurt go. I want to tell you, Word of Faith, you know, y'all really did help me grow into a very knowledgeable, spiritual man who understands that God is so much more vast than I even can comprehend. And my life is much bigger than even I realize. The totality of my decisions are bigger than even I realize sometimes. And you got, there are things that now that I still say and walk with and have adopted as principle in my character that you guys taught me. But I want you to know, y'all are foul. Y'all had a young man, a kid trying to be a husband, and y'all left me alone by myself and didn't care. And the only thing you had to tell me from one of your deacons was, don't take it personally. Well, I took that personally because the church ain't that wall that y'all got built around y'all, unless y'all forgot that. Last time I checked, I'm still part of God's kingdom. Remember that whole thing about forgiving 7 times 100? Did I wrong you? Nah. I was dedicated. Praise team, worship team, youth ministry. I was dedicated. But I was 20, not even 20 when I first came to y'all. I just want you to know I forgive you. But I never forget. I forgive you. And I had to release them. This HVAC guy kicked me out illegally. I wanted to sue him for everything he had. Had to let him go because, you know, honestly, if he ain't kicked me out, I wouldn't be in this beautiful midtown apartment I got now, y'all. You know what's crazy? After he kicked me out illegally and I just and the woman I was dating told me not to sue him, he ended up having a heart murmur, having to get a stent in his heart. I mean, I'm not, listen, I will say this. I have had my share of dealings with karma, and she don't play fair. And also, she writes checks that her ass definitely can cash with interest. So I don't really mess with karma like that no more. But I'm not saying it was karma, but I'm just saying it. If it walk like a duck, quack like a duck, I'm just saying. Mr. Colbert, this is directed to you. You didn't deserve to be on this podcast. Because even though we started, when you needed me, without you asking, I was there for you. Y'all can go on YouTube and see me and the two gentlemen started this podcast, and he left me high and dry when I needed him. I wasn't always an asshole, y'all. I wasn't always an asshole who forgot what friendship. No, eventually I grew up and people needed me and I could be there for them. People saw my growth. People saw and started respecting and started noticing, hey, Reese, he's thinking a little different, moving a little different now. Okay, he must have gone through some things, learned some things. I ain't deserve what you did to me, dog. But I forgive you. As I admit, for a while, I carried that with me. I wanted to blow up and just to rub it in your face. But I don't, none of that even matters. Fellas, listen, this is all about taking care of yourself. Don't play yourself. These things matter. The hurt that you carry from scars, from hurts, from pains, from the things that you've done and the things that people have done to you, they do matter. And if you don't fucking release them, if you don't make peace with yourself and with those situations, now I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying it's worth it. I don't even talk to my mom. My mom blamed me for being, let's just say I had a situation when I was, several situations as a kid. My mom, she refuses to recall. She refused to have the conversation. You know, she disturbs my peace every time I talk to her. So I can't talk to her. Right now, I forgive her for treating me like our childhood traumas didn't matter. Like they didn't happen. But, you know, I can't allow her to disturb my peace anymore. As a man, I love her and I do call to check on her. But my home is a sanctuary for me. Nobody comes in here and disturbs my peace. Not even my mother. And if I want a wife, I'll be damned if I have a woman here and I'm allowing my mother to disturb my peace so that I'm not fully balanced and at my best for my wife, for my lady. Nah, that's not going to happen. Any of my old friends from college, y'all left me. Guess what? Y'all ain't doing better than me. All of y'all still struggling. Y'all all blamed me for shit that y'all fucked up. Y'all all did shit, and I told y'all what was going on. I helped y'all a lot. Y'all know who I am. I was y'all ace in school. Y'all know that. Me and my ex was y'all. We was y'all ace in school. We was real good friends to y'all. And some of y'all know that even when we graduated, man, I was definitely trying to. I was a dope ass friend to y'all. But y'all stuck with her, and ended up having to come to me and apologize because what I told you was going on with me. Nah, y'all ain't want to believe. Y'all didn't want to come and help me. Y'all didn't want to see if I was okay. But I held on to that. When I got to let that go. And so I said, Lord, I release all the hurt that I've carried around for far too long. Far too long. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Listen, the reason I chose Disturbing the Peace and how I chose to do it today, there's a young woman I follow on IG, and ever since we connected on IG, she's just been immensely inspirational to me. And she's all the way down in Florida. We've never met, but we do talk through IG, and I support her endeavors to be a life coach and an influencer and a lifestyle influencer. Coach Bobby January, listen, you helped me really get to the bottom of what maybe some things that I was still holding on to that I even needed to release recently, so that I could receive all the blessings that the universe is having, everything that I'm striving towards. I can't fully put my effort into getting towards my destiny when I'm still being dragged down by my past, by my hurt, by my hate, by my divisiveness, by my imbalance, my unwillingness to forgive. I couldn't do that anymore. And so, but also releasing those things that disturb my peace, I am free now to be peaceful, more peaceful. And so Coach Bobby January, yo, y'all make sure y'all follow her. Yo, I'm going to let you know, fellas, she's a woman, okay? She fine, okay? I'm just letting you know now. She likes cigars. She's always posting some cute new outfit she got. But she's dope. More than that, it's crazy that her mind, her inspirational influence is the thing that shines bright. Her physical beauty just adds to it. So Coach Bobby January, listen, you got my wholehearted support. And I hope to meet you at some point, have you on the show. Let's talk. Let's chop it up. Let's smoke a cigar. Stogie. Because, you know, you cool. I could feel your energy vibrations through the phone, through the text messages. And I appreciate you for posting what you did, because it really helped me. It really enlightened me, which made me decide to come out here and be a little vulnerable. Look, fellas, we have to receive with a sharp. We have to receive, but we can't receive and be fully functional and powerful leaders in our positions and relationships without being open to recall those things that have hurt us. Healing takes courage. Healing is necessary for the purpose of drawing you closer to your purpose. Healing takes courage, though, fellas. You gotta muster. It is okay to feel. Go there. Recall it. And in those moments, individually, release them. Forgive. As hard as it may be, if you don't release, you will never receive the fullness of what the universe is trying to get you, trying to give you, trying to get you to see, trying to get you to. There, some of you maybe hit a plateau and y'all don't know why. Try this. Have you healed? Have you released those things that disturb your peace so that you can receive the peace that surpasses all understanding? Release every single negative feeling and thought for the purpose of honest forgiveness for those people and events. And forgive yourself also. You did not make the right decisions. I did not make the right decisions all the time. But I live today speaking to you because I worked my ass off to make those decisions right. I made a lot of mistakes and I learned from them all. And I'm going to make more mistakes. But I'm committed. Because as a man, if I am at my best, my spouse
benefits from the overflow of that. I can only love her from the depth that I love and take care of myself. So if my peace is disturbed, if on the inside I am not okay, I will destroy every relationship that I have. And I'll while sit here wondering, a lot of us are sitting here wondering, is it me? Is it me? Yep, you are a common denominator. Maybe it's the other person did some stuff that wasn't cool and triggered you, but you probably never told them. Or you never explained to them in a calm way. Or you never explained to them the real root of what's going on. You gave them bits and pieces so they can't see the full picture. Fellas, if you're going to find yourself in a relationship, this is relationship shit, y'all. I had to recall and I had to release some things. And only then can I receive with a sharp, open mind, a much sharper, stronger, faster, more decisive, more loving, balanced, peaceful, open mind with an open heart to love, compassionate and considerate. Forgiving everyone that I can with a grateful heart that I even had that lesson to learn. For every guide, for every message, for every fixture that either came or went. We as a society, especially as men, have done an amazing job figuring out how to be independent assholes. Yet we want women around. Yet we want to be husbands. We want the baddest chick around. We haven't figured out how to master the art of healing. Imagine going out seeking a wife, seeking a great companion, and she feeling completely safe with you. Not because of your money, but because of who you are. But y'all don't get it. I didn't get it. Because my peace on the inside was being disturbed. It was. Listen, y'all. I don't really have a G code for you. What I love about being a black man is that I get to, what I love about being a black man, that's typically T Breezy's segment. You know, and we don't do, this show is not just about black culture. It's not just about black relationships. I add this in here. I mean, shit, because I'm a black man and a lot of times I don't never feel loved outside of what I can do for somebody. But I'm going to take this time to say, you know, women, black ladies, black goddesses, black queens, black daughters, black mothers, black grandmothers, black aunties. I love you. And I'm doing this to hopefully one day rise up or grow up a standard of manhood that is easy to do, that is easy to see, that you can feel safe, secure, even if mistakes are made, you know that there are men out here who walk with a standard that you can be proud of, that you can feel safe, secure, and know that you are entering into a relationship with a man of principle, a man that understands who he is as a foundation of that relationship. And I just want you to know, what I love about being a black man is I was born of a black woman. I have black sisters. I have black nieces. I have mixed nieces or mixed cousins. But they still black to me. I love y'all. I love being black. And I love that I get a chance to love a black woman, to love and protect and to be an example to black women and to black sons and to black cousins. I love this dynamic. I just love being a black man. But at the end of the day, y'all, I know it's a longer episode and this is just part one. The next one, I'm gonna probably have a guest on and we're gonna talk about some more stuff that we're gonna release. And in the last part, we're going to talk about some stuff that we're going to manifest so we can receive everything that the universe, that God, that the Creator wants us to get to. But we got to recall, we got to release openly, be vulnerable. Fellas, it's time to change some things around. We talking about polygamy and threesomes and, you know, look, my thing is, let me be real with y'all. If I can be honest, you know, I live in Atlanta, and the dating here is crazy. But let me tell you, fellas, these women out here, they may do things just because you got bread. But I'm going to tell you, long term, there's certain things you would never have to ask if you just did what you needed to do as a man up front. They probably be wanting to. Those are gifts. Those are not rights. Those are not you supposed to have in a relationship. Those are like, my man does what he needs to do. I know he would like this. I'm gonna go ahead and do something different. I'm gonna do something spicy. And to be real, y'all fellas, everybody don't need to be in a threesome. Everybody don't want to do a threesome. Everybody doesn't want multiple women. All girls don't like girls. Every girl. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Listen, it's time to change things around. And for those who were here, I am hoping that if you find yourself in a relationship or you want a relationship with a woman, before you decide to be exclusive with her, so that you hopefully give her the option, and so she can make a clear decision before she decides to become exclusive with you, release that which disturbs your peace. If you don't, you will destroy your relationship. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to T Breezy. Can't wait to have you back on. Of course, Coach Bobby January. Always love. Y'all can always find We're Just Men, of course, on the Anchor app, ANCHOR.FM. Also on Apple, Google, Spotify, CastBox. And any other on a podcast platform. Got a couple things on YouTube from that buster who decided he didn't want to do it, who wanted to leave me high and dry because he wanted to get high. You can find me on Twitter, We're Just Men ATL. You can find me on IG, We're Just Men. I mean, hey, it's just We're Just Men. Look, if you type in We're Just Men on Facebook, Twitter, or IG, you will find me. You'll find me and T Breezy, because we out here living our best life. We out here trying to inspire, we're trying to uplift, edify, and sharpen all the fellas so that we can have more wonderful relationships. And of course, I'm a black man, so especially in the black community. Y'all, I hope I didn't take up too much of your time, and I hope you learned something. I hope, ladies, y'all know some of us are finally getting it. This is Reese. What do I know? We're just men.